理课堂听 class.com。
Test for English Majors, Grade 4, Sample 9. Part 2, Dictation. Listen to the following passage. Altogether, the passage will be read to you 4 times. During the first reading, which will be read at normal speed, listen and try to understand the meaning. For the second and third readings, the passage will be read sentence by sentence or phrase by phrase, with intervals of 15 seconds. The last reading will be read at normal speed again, and during this time you should check your work. You will then be given 2 minutes to check through your work once more. Please write the whole passage on answer sheet 2. Now listen to the passage.
The railways in Britain. The success of early railways, such as the lines between big cities, led to a great increase in railway building in Victorian times.Between 1835 and 1865, about 25,000 kilometres of track were built, and over 100 railway companies were created. Railway travel transformed people's lives. Trains were first designed to carry goods. However, a law in the 19th century forced railway companies to run one cheap train a day, which stopped at every station and cost only a penny a mile.Soon, working-class passengers found they could afford to travel by rail. Cheap day excursion trains became popular, and seaside resorts grew rapidly. The railways also provided thousands of new jobs, building carriages, running the railways, and repairing the tracks. Railways even changed the time. The need to run the railways on time meant that local time was abolished,and clocks showed the same time all over the country.
The second and third readings. You should begin writing now.
The railways in Britain. The success of early railways, such as the lines between big cities. Led to a great increase in railway building in Victorian times. The success of early railways, such as the lines between big cities, led to a great increase in railway building in Victorian times.Between 1835 and 1865, about 25,000 kilometres of track were built. And over 100 railway companies were created.Between 1835 and 1865, about 25,000 kilometres of track were built. And over 100 railway companies were created.Railway travel transformed people's lives. Railway travel transformed people's lives. Trains were first designed to carry goods. Trains were first designed to carry goods. However, a law in the 19th century forced railway companies to run one cheap train a day. Which stopped at every station and cost only a penny a mile. However, a law in the 19th century forced railway companies to run one cheap train a day. Which stopped at every station and cost only a penny a mile. Soon, working class passengers found they could afford to travel by rail. Soon, working class passengers found they could afford to travel by rail. Cheap day excursion trains became popular, and seaside resorts grew rapidly. Cheap day excursion trains became popular, and seaside resorts grew rapidly. The railways also provided thousands of new jobs. Building carriages, running the railways, and repairing the tracks. The railways also provided thousands of new jobs. Building carriages, running the railways, and repairing the tracks. Railways even changed the time. Railways even changed the time. The need to run the railways on time meant that local time was abolished. And clocks showed the same time all over the country. The need to run the railways on time meant that local time was abolished. And clocks showed the same time all over the country.
The last reading. Now you have 2 minutes to check through your work.
The railways in Britain. The success of early railways, such as the lines between big cities, led to a great increase in railway building in Victorian times. Between 1835 and 1865, about 25,000 kilometres of track were built, and over 100 railway companies were created. Railway travel transformed people's lives. Trains were first designed to carry goods. However, a law in the 19th century forced railway companies to run one cheap train a day, which stopped at every station and cost only a penny a mile. Soon, working-class passengers found they could afford to travel by rail. Cheap day excursion trains became popular, and seaside resorts grew rapidly. The railways also provided thousands of new jobs, building carriages, running the railways, and repairing the tracks. Railways even changed the time. The need to run the railways on time meant that local time was abolished, and clocks showed the same time all over the country.
That is the end of the dictation.
Part 3. Listening Comprehension. In sections A, B, and C, you will hear everything once only. Listen carefully, and then answer the questions that follow. Mark the correct response for each question on your answer sheet. Section A, Statement. In this section, you will hear 8 statements. At the end of each statement, you will be given 10 seconds to answer each of the following 8 questions.
1. I need some aspirin, please. I'd also like to get this prescription filled.
2. Wow, that's terrific! I couldn't agree more.
3. Mr. Dawson bought a $30 sweater for $18 on the 13th of July.
4. Staying healthy today means more than just going to a doctor when you are ill.
5. I really don't want any dessert or coffee. Just bring me the bill, please.
6. If I had gone to the game, you bet I would have enjoyed seeing our team win.
7. Some people make more money than teachers, but few get as much satisfaction from their work.
8. Although there are some similarities in the platforms of both candidates, the differences between them are considerably wide.
6. Section B, Conversation. In this section, you will hear 9 short conversations between 2 speakers. At the end of each conversation, you will be given 10 seconds to answer each of the following 9 questions.
9. Hilton Hotel, may I help you?
Mr. John Thomas, room 13, please.
I'll put you through. Oh, sorry. Mr. Thomas isn't in at the moment.
Can I leave a message?
Certainly.
Have him call Max Green at 6. It's important.
10. Good morning. Did you sleep well last night?
Yes, the room was fine.
Are you checking out this morning?
Yes, I'm leaving around 10. 11. Did you do anything last weekend?
Not much. What did you do?
I had planned to go skiing or do some shopping, but wound up studying.
12. Hey, John, were you in the literature class yesterday?
No, I couldn't make it. Weren't you there either?
No, I wasn't. I was hoping you could tell me the reading assignment.
Thirteen. Are we going to the party this evening?
Well, I wonder if James can make it from home.
He's got a car now.
Sounds no problem, then. 14. I'm going to India next month. Is there any advice you'd like to give me on my first trip?
Well, See as much as you can, because it's a country with a very different culture from ours.
XV. When shall I come again?
Well, I'm afraid we must wait till all the applications are in, and if we decide to put your name on our short list, we will let you know. XVI. What's wrong with your new electric cooker? Let me see if I can fix it.
Oh, I had the shop replace it with a new one this morning. XVII. Look, it's getting late, and we'd better be leaving together. Have you got a car, Mr. Smith?
No, thanks. There's a bus.
Section C. News broadcast. Question 18 is based on the following news. At the end of the news item, you will be given 10 seconds to answer the question. Now listen to the news.
Heavy rains and overflowing rivers have caused extensive flooding in some parts of the U.S. Midwest and in eastern regions of the U.S. as well. Melting snow and new snowfall in the Midwest states of Iowa, Michigan, and Indiana have driven rivers over their banks and have cut off electricity to thousands of customers. In the eastern states of Pennsylvania and New Jersey and West Virginia, flooding has damaged homes and forced evacuations in several counties. Question 19 is based on the following news. At the end of the news item, you will be given 10 seconds to answer the question. Now, listen to the news.
Official Iranian news agency, quoting a senior foreign ministry official, has said preparations were being made for the foreign minister, Dr. Ali Akbar Velayati, to visit Iraq. No specific date was given. The news was carried the day after a preparatory team led by his senior advisor, Ali Quorum, ended a four-day visit to the Iraqi capital, Baghdad. In an interview carried on Tehran Radio, Ali Quorum said an Iraqi delegation will be traveling to Tehran shortly to follow up on the talks. Questions 20 and 21 are based on the following news. At the end of the news item, you will be given 20 seconds to answer the questions. Now, listen to the news.
The U.S. Senate has passed a landmark bill aimed at ending the country's huge budget deficits within the next 7 years. It would cut government spending by more than $900,000 million. Health, education, and hundreds of other programs will be hit. The bill was passed last week by the House of Representatives, and congressional leaders now have to work out a compromise. A BBC Washington correspondent says the stage is now set for a confrontation with the White House. President Clinton has threatened to veto the Republican plans. Question 22 is based on the following news. At the end of the news item, you will be given 10 seconds to answer the question. Now, listen to the news.
France has carried out the first of a planned series of nuclear tests in the South Pacific, despite strong international opposition. The French defense minister said the device exploded at an underground site beneath Mururoa Atoll, yielded less than 20 kilotons. Australian scientists described it as fairly small compared with previous tests. There's been swift reaction from several countries. New Zealand and Chile have recalled their ambassadors to Paris in protest. Australia condemned the test, and the U.S. expressed its regret. Before the nuclear device was exploded, the French president, Jacques Chirac, said his country might carry out fewer than the 8 tests originally planned. Question 23 is based on the following news. At the end of the news item, you will be given 10 seconds to answer the question. Now listen to the news.
Indian police have found a large cache of plastic explosives in Bombay, the type used in last month's serial bombing that killed more than 300 people. Police say they seized nearly 2,000 kilograms of explosives from a marshy region north of Bombay. About 1,300 kilograms of similar explosives were discovered in the area last week. Police also arrested 14 more people in connection with the bombings. Questions 24 and 25 are based on the following news. At the end of the news item, you will be given 20 seconds to answer the questions. Now, listen to the news.
Israel and the PLO, after 6 days of intensive negotiations, meet again later today for what they say they hope will be the final initialing of an agreement on extending Palestinian self-rule in the West Bank. The two sides had been optimistic about reaching agreement yesterday, but last-minute hitches arose over the timetable for releasing thousands of prisoners and arrangements for the redeploying of Israeli troops. The BBC Jerusalem correspondent says it appears the two sides have made progress on one of the most difficult issues of all, the future of Hebron, the only town in the West Bank where there is a community of Jewish settlers. This is the end of Listening Comprehension.